Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for the friends of Joyce Barry.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome, folks, to our first ever Christmas in July show. I am very excited about this show. It is a very special show for all of us who want to celebrate Christmas in July. Midwinter Christmas or Christmas in winter also refers to Christmas-themed celebrations held in winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Today, here at Joyce Barry and Friends, we want to join our friends in the Southern Hemisphere in the celebration of Christmas in July. Southern Hemisphere seasons are in reverse to the Northern Hemisphere, with summer falling in December and January and winter falling in June and July. Therefore, in Southern Hemisphere countries such as Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, Christmas in July or midwinter Christmas events are undertaken in order to have Christmas with a winter feel in common with the Northern Hemisphere. However, these countries still celebrate Christmas on December 25, like the rest of the world, despite falling in summer. In the Northern Hemisphere, some people throw parties during July that mimic Christmas celebrations, bringing the atmosphere of Christmas but with warmer temperatures. Parties may include Santa Claus, ice cream, and other cold foods and gifts. Nightclubs often host parties open to the public. It is often used in part because July is a hot and summer month in the Northern Hemisphere, which provides irony to the celebration of Christmas, which usually takes place in the cold. Here's some Christmas in July trivia. Christmas in July can occur at any time during the month of July, but many celebrate the holiday on July 25th. The tradition of celebrating Christmas in July probably began during the 1980s. Many Australian families have a traditional Christmas dinner with all the trimmings in July. In Australia, Christmas in July is also known as Yule Fest. The Christmas in July celebration is believed to have originated in Australia in July 1980 when a group of Irish tourists had the proprietor of a hotel in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales hold a party called Yule Fest. The television shopping networks QVC and Home Shopping Network have many shows titled Christmas in July. At the Bakken Amusement Park in Klampenborg, Denmark, Christmas is celebrated in July for 3 days and witnesses the annual World Santa Claus Congress, attended by Santa Clauses from all over the world, accompanied by their wives and the elves. Many countries, such as Australia, experience warm to hot weather on December 25th, and July is their coldest month. So once again, welcome to our Christmas in July show today, folks. Coming to you live from the North Pole. God, it sure is cold here. And we are very excited to have an exclusive interview with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. They only agreed to be interviewed after I promised to be nice all year round. And believe me, folks, that's a stretch. So welcome to the show, Santa. I know it's a very busy day for you.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Good to be here.
Oh, we are so excited, and we really appreciate how busy, busy you are today. Welcome, Mrs. Santa. I know you're quite busy also. Thanks so much for making the time for this interview.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
And again, I really want to acknowledge that we're very grateful you're both here, given it's July 25th, Christmas in July Day. And quite frankly, I never even knew about it till very recently. So I love the idea of celebrating Christmas twice a year because it's my favorite holiday. So without further ado, let me get to the interview. And I'm going to start with Santa. Santa, what if a house has no chimney?
Well, Joyce, we can take care of everything. If your home doesn't have a chimney, I'll just use some magic dust and make a chimney appear. Once I finish, back down the chimney automatically disappears. It all works well.
Yeah, we often wondered about that. So many people are going to have so many things cleared up today. This is very exciting indeed. Mrs. Claus, what if people move to a new house?
That is such a good question, and children the world over want an answer, so here it is. Many of you have ridden in a car where all of a sudden a voice will start to talk, and it tells your mommy or daddy which way to turn and where to go, and they call it their GPS. Well, the reindeer have little GPSs, little tiny GPSs built right into their collars, and it's always updated, and so Santa never has to worry about where he's going. It's all taken care of by the reindeer with their little electronic devices.
Well, thanks for that answer, because that's something we always try to figure out, and that cleared it up. Mrs. Santa, does Santa ever get sad?
That's a really good question, too. There are two times when he can get sad. One is if he's low on his B vitamins, And then I have little red drops to give him to bring his energy back up. And the other one is if he sees children who normally are so good becoming bad all of a sudden, then he cries. So you always want to make sure you're doing good so that Santa won't cry.
Very interesting indeed. I'm so glad we have you to answer these questions. Santa, how will you find me if we're visiting and not at our home at Christmas Eve?
Oh, Joyce. Oh, Santa knows how to find every child by using Magic Kid Locator. Once I locate you, if you're at a different address or location, the sleigh automatically takes me to the new location. We have it all taken care of. We'll find you.
Oh, that is so good to know, because oftentimes I like to visit friends and family on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Santa, how do the reindeer fly? That none of us can figure out.
In order for them to fly, they have to have a special kind of food, and it's a corn. They love corn, and the corn is multicolored, just like Christmas tree lights. And it gives them the energy they need in order to fly. And they have invisible wings, by the way.
Oh.
So they can fly with their wings, too. And we just don't see those in all the pictures.
Oh, that makes sense. Invisible wings. But I have another question for you. This corn that you're talking about, do you make it, Mrs. Claus?
No, I don't. I don't do anything with gardening. I have a special team of elves, and they're always working on hybrids of the corn. They always like to try new things out with those reindeer. The reindeer are very adventurous, and they like to try new flavors. And so the elves bring those. I call them the corn elves. And they bring
the corn elves.
Yeah.
This may sound like a silly question, but is it the little kernels of corn or is it corn on the cob?
It's corn on the cob.
I love
and they
that
like
too.
It raw. They eat it raw. It doesn't even have to be cooked. They eat it raw.
That is amazing to me. Santa, how do you understand all the different languages of the world? My goodness, I can barely understand a second language other than English.
Well, Joyce, some of them call it magic. Others just think Santa's very, very smart. What do you think, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, of course, Santa. You're the smartest person in the world.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I have to agree with that, since you know where to find all the kids and you never miss anyone on Christmas Eve, so you got to be pretty smart to keep up on all of that. Do you use an organizer of sorts or just a computer?
Oh, the computer, plus as Mrs. Claus said, that those B vitamins really help me to stay on top of things.
Mrs. Santa, what is Santa's favorite food?
His favorite food is mashed potatoes and gravy. He could eat that every day forever. Isn't that right, Santa?
Yeah, oh, I love it. Separate or together, it's all wonderful. You do a great job, my dear.
Thank you.
Mrs. Santa, is it true that Santa doesn't like your cookies, so he's so happy when we leave him our cookies?
Oh, you get me in trouble there, Joyce.
Yeah. I'm not much of a baker, I have to admit. I have no lumps in my gravy, but I don't do well with the cookies. So, yes, he looks forward to all of them.
Santa, is there any food you don't eat?
Well, yes, there's one. Santa won't eat any venison, which is reindeer burgers. I think they call it a conflict of interest.
That is understandable for sure. Santa, what is your favorite kind of music?
Well, I really love holiday music. All of the music is so positive and uplifting, and I like it so much that when I'm out carrying gifts to the children, I'm humming those songs the whole trip.
And Mrs. Santa, what is your favorite music?
I love classical harp music, and it can be Christmassy or anything at all. I find it so heavenly to listen to.
Yeah, that's angelic music for sure. I do agree with you on that. But my favorite music is holiday Christmas music. I could listen to that all year round. I really, really love Christmas music. Mrs. Santa, what are the elves' jobs? I know you keep them pretty busy.
They are busy year round, and I have teams of them. So there are toy teams, elves that do the toys, and there are elves that mix up the cookie batter, and there are elves that feed the reindeer, and there are elves that create the corn for the reindeer, and there are elves who, let's see, what else do they do? A big job is to wrap all those presents. And so I pretty much learned how to delegate, and that means to get other people to do what they're supposed to do, and I just kind of direct things.
That's a huge, huge undertaking. How well do you get along with the elves, Mrs. C?
You know what? I make sure that they all understand what their jobs are, and I make sure that I pick the right elves for the right job. Some of them are like me with the baking. Some of them couldn't make a toy if you paid them 100 cookies. So I choose the right elves for the right job. I make sure that they know what they're supposed to do, and then I let them alone to do it. But every single day we gather by the fire and sing Christmas carols, and that is a lot of fun for everybody. So we get along very, very well.
Now, Santa, I know that Mrs. Santa is in charge of the elves and works with the elves, but do you get along with them too?
Oh, yeah, we're buddies. I get to have fun and play games with them every once in a while, but I love them all.
Yeah, they're absolutely adorable. And, Santa, what is your most favorite Christmas Eve snack?
Well, most favorite is hard because I like everything. You can tell by looking at me, but I do love those things. But if you leave something for me that you might like, I'll give it a try because you like it.
Forgive me for asking this, but do you think you could stand to lose some weight, Santa?
Oh, Joyce, you're getting personal. It kind of helps the soup to not have wrinkles. Of course I could. I've even tried to eat a little bit of that reindeer corn and make some of that weight fly away, but it doesn't work. I just enjoy eating it all.
So you really do enjoy eating. You enjoy Mrs. C's cooking, too, or you just enjoy eating anyone's cooking?
Well, unfortunately, I like it all.
Santa, here's a good question for you. Everyone wants to know this. How do you manage to visit the whole world in one night?
Well, you know, computers help a whole lot, but the world's time zone sure do help, because when I deliver presents against time, it just gives me a bit more time to deliver all the presents in one night. Have a fast team of reindeer, and Santa's special magic dust also helps. Those boys and girls at NASA also still trying to figure it all out, but it's top secret, though. We do it every time, and we do it well.
You do it really, really well. That's been on everyone's mind. We have difficulty getting an hour away with traffic and all of that. I know you're not dealing with the same kind of traffic, but you sure cover a lot of territory in one night. Doesn't it tire you out?
Oh, well, like those B vitamins, I have an extra box full, and that keeps me going. And the reindeer, they encourage me quite a bit, too. So we get out there, and because we love it so much and love the children so much, it just gives us energy to get it through the night.
And Mrs. C, how does Santa get all the toys into the sled at one time? The sled really doesn't look that big. How does he do that?
Well, that's really a great question, too, and we get asked that all the time in those letters that the children write. And the answer is in two parts. First of all, the pictures that you see in no way begin to describe how big that sleigh is. And as far as tiny reindeer, they're not tiny at all. So we have a huge sleigh, but the real secret lies in my team of elf packers. As it turns out, the elves are wonderful packers. They know all the angles to fit the packages in, and there's a magical part of that sleigh that allows it to expand. And so as they very carefully pack and very carefully use all the corners and the whole space, it's kind of magical. The sleigh gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Wow, that is fascinating to me. My goodness, I mean, these things are so interesting, certainly to me. I love Christmas. I would imagine to people around the world as well. How come you never put out an article about it, Mrs. C?
If you had to manage teams of elves and cook for Santa year-round and help out in every way you could, would you have any time to write?
That's a good answer, and that makes total sense. I'm just so blown away by all that I'm learning from you today. I'm so grateful that you granted me this interview. Mrs. C, you know, it's no secret that Santa's has a bit of a pouch on his body. How does he get up and down each chimney?
Oh, careful now.
Well, I'm going to give away one of your secrets, Santa. And I don't think you'll mind, because it will help children sleep at night. They won't have to worry.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. When Santa wants to shrink, he lays his finger of his left hand aside of his left nostril, aside, right on the side, and he presses, and then he shrinks. That gets him down the chimney. Then he presses with his on the right side of his nostril with his right finger, and then he expands. And then he does the opposite when he wants to go back out again. So
Mrs. Santa, I just tried that and I didn't shrink. It didn't work for me.
Gotta have a red suit in the chimney.
So that's behind the scenes information, and you heard it here first, folks, on Joyce, Barry, and Friends, broadcasting live from the very cold North Pole. Santa, what if there is a fire burning in the fireplace and the people forgot to put it out?
Well, especially in the cold places of the world, they've got to do that. So I just put the fire out, I come down safely, and then relight the fire when I leave the house. It's another one of those magic things. But it really keeps me fired up.
While it keeps you fired up, did you ever burn yourself? Did you, like, not realize that it was on and just move too quickly? Did you ever get hurt?
Well, the reindeer watch me, and if I get close without putting it out, they start making lots of noises because they don't like a crispy critter driving the sleigh with them.
I can understand that. Wow. Look at all this information. I'm blown away because I've never heard any of this before. Mrs. Santa, do you and Santa have any children?
No, we don't, because we consider all the children of the world to be our children.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
That's why you're always so kind to the kids all over the world. You don't discriminate, you don't judge, you don't criticize.
Right.
You treat them all like it's your own family.
That's exactly right.
Santa, will you always bring what I ask for?
For you, Joyce? Well, you never know. Sometimes I think what a child asks for may not be the best gift for them. And so I may leave something that I know that you'll enjoy evermore. And maybe sometime later on you might get that. But it's always something I feel like is the best for you. Because we love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. And I know my listeners from all around the world, Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, they feel the same. Mrs. Santa, where does Santa get his red suit?
You know, I don't sew and I don't iron, but we have a special angel who creates a brand new suit for Santa every single season. And that's where they come from. And I get one too. And we just put them on and they're perfect.
Yep, it is always perfect, and it always looks so great. Do you keep spares in the house?
No, we don't. We just rely on that angel who really has never failed us in all these many years. We just know that the angel will provide.
The angel does provide. I love angels, too. So does Santa's angels, his special angels, or does he have angels like we do? Do we get to share angels, or he has his own special angels?
Oh, he has his own special angels, and everybody does. Every single boy and girl and every single person and every animal and every tree, everything has its own special guardian angels.
Mrs. C, are you one of Santa's special angels?
I sure am. I've always been, and I always will be.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yeah, I would think so. She is an angel. Santa, does bad weather make it hard for you to drive your sleigh?
Well, nowadays, because of the GPS monitoring, we can always be prepared, so even when it gets really stormy, we know where to go and where to avoid and then when to come back. It's a really, really good system.
It sounds like a system that works. Sounds like you always have a plan.
Yeah.
Mrs. Santa, does Santa have any hobbies besides making and delivering presents for all of us?
He does. He likes to read, especially children's stories, and he likes to carve Santas and reindeer. And so if you're ever lucky enough to get a wooden carving of Santa or the reindeer or the sleigh, those were made by him.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that his favorite hobby is playing reindeer games. Isn't that true? That's what I understand.
Oh, he likes to do that, yes. That's
what,
he considers that a game, though. His hobbies are things he does by himself.
What games does he like to play with you, Mrs. Santa?
Be careful, my dear.
Santa and I love to play hide and go seek. I hide and he seeks.
Oh, yeah.
Does he usually find you, or you hide that well?
Always finds me.
Always.
Because I thought with all the elves around, you might hide behind them.
I've tried.
But he still finds you.
He still finds me, yes. Even in the dark.
What is it?
Even in the dark, he finds me.
Oh, even in the dark. Mrs. Santa, why is his suit red?
That is such a funny story. Many hundreds of years ago, Santa had a white suit. And he fell down getting out of the sleigh, and we couldn't find him in the snow. We had a terrible time finding him in the snow. And we decided after that Christmas that we had better make him have a red suit so that he wouldn't get lost in the snow again.
Oh, that had to be kind of traumatic looking for Santa.
Yes, it was.
Santa, is there really a Santa Claus? Are you for real?
Oh, Joyce, as real as rain, my dear. Oh, Santa has been here since anyone hearing us was born. I'm absolutely real, and your parents will tell you the same.
Well, I always felt you were real because if I was sitting on your lap, I could touch you, I could yank the beard, so I always did believe you were real. Mrs. C, how do all those reindeer get their names?
Here's what we do. We have little tablets and pencils, and we each look at each reindeer, and we jot down names that come to us that we think would be good, and then we get around the fireplace, and we make a big list of all the names except for any duplicates. And then we vote. And so every reindeer has a name that we've all agreed on.
You said you vote on the names?
Yes.
So you're telling me that even in the North Pole, it's a true democracy.
Exactly. And it really works.
Sounds good to me. Santa, why do you and Mrs. Claus live at the North Pole?
Well, Joyce, the North Pole is far, far away from most everything. This way we can concentrate on making all of those toys because, as Mrs. Claus said, there's always lots to do. There's taking care of the reindeer. There's taking care of the elves. And those toys... that's a lot of toys for the entire world, and we want to make sure everyone is ready on Christmas.
Oh, so you like being up at the North Pole. Aren't you cold all the time, very cold?
Oh, no. We have everything taken care of. I'm nice and insulated, and we stay nice, toasty, warm, so we can work very, very quickly and very efficiently.
Santa, with all those elves around, do you have a favorite elf?
Oh, they're all my favorites. I love all the elves the same, just like I love all the children in the world the same. They're all my favorites.
How many elves are there, Santa?
Oh, just way too many to count. Every year the world gets bigger, and so there's more elves to help us. And they're all wonderful, and we all love them all.
Wow. Mrs. Santa, does Santa read every letter he gets?
He does. He spends a long time reading those letters, and they make him smile because it makes him very happy to be able to bring presents to everybody.
And do you read the letters also?
I read the ones that he hands over to me, and because those are his favorite ones. And they're always very, very, very special. And one of the questions that always gets asked is, will there always be a Christmas? And our answer to that, and I know Santa will agree, is yes, there will, as long as people know how to love each other.
Oh yes.
Very, very beautiful indeed. Did both of you learn speed reading to handle all those letters?
We have magic eyes. We can read a whole letter at one glance that takes us maybe 5 seconds, and we get the whole thing. And it is in our heads then. We know exactly what it said and who wrote it.
Well, you're talking about magic eyes, which is wonderful. Never heard of that. But that poses the question, does Santa have a magic beard?
Oh. Tell them, my dear, tell them.
Well, Santa has a beard that he can shave off when it's the off season, and then all he has to do is think the words grow beard, and out comes the new one.
Wow. I love Santa's beard. It's fun to play with. Santa, do you like living in the North Pole? Is it something you like? You explain why you're living there, but do you like living there?
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. And Mrs. Claus is around a lot because she doesn't know what a shopping mall is yet. So we can work time together, and I enjoy being with her.
Mrs. Santa, do you like living there as well? You do it because where Santa goes, the Mrs. goes.
Well, both, really. I wouldn't be anywhere without Santa, but what I like is being indoors, and there's something so charming about a fireplace when there's all that snow around, and so I'm happy all the time.
I would imagine you're happy all the time because it's such a wonderful thing that you do to make these toys and bring them to kids, to make all these kids happy around the world. And when you make people happy, certainly you're happy. Mrs. C, did you ever consider moving?
No. No. What we do is we will sometimes, when we get tired of the snow and it's an off season, we'll go somewhere warmer. Like sometimes we've been to some of the oceans just to see what those are like. But what happens is that we get warm so fast. We're so used to it being cold that we get uncomfortable and go back home.
Well, what she means is Santa sweats a lot. I did think about moving us to Miami, but the reindeer can't handle the heat, and I'd really look very funny in red velvet shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, I can understand. By the way, who feeds the reindeers?
The elves do that.
Who wraps the gifts?
And the elves do the majority of that. I put finishing touches on because I happen to like the bows, but I leave the majority of all of that careful folding and taping to my gift wrapping elves.
The gifts are so extraordinarily wrapped, it's a shame to even take off a ribbon or open the paper because it's so beautifully done. On the level of keeping things looking beautiful, like the gifts look beautiful, on that note, Mrs. C, how do you keep Santa's suit looking so nice all the time?
I have elves who press and elves who clean. I do not clean and I do not iron.
I don't blame you. I don't like it either. How do you help get all the gifts together?
How do we get all the gifts together?
Yes. You know, to get them ready for all the rides with the sleigh. Is it the elves doing all of that as well? You really keep the elves busy.
Oh, yeah, we do. But we have so many of them, and they love what they do. And they're very quick learners, so all they need to do is we teach them how to do their jobs, and then they go do them. And we keep the gifts in a big shed until they're ready to be packed, and that's where they go get them, and then they put them in the sleigh.
What a great job. I love seeing those reindeer flying through the air with that sleigh full of absolutely beautiful gifts. Santa, do you go to Mrs. C for advice?
Oh, that's so easy. I don't need to. She gives me advice without asking. And by the way, she's always right.
Oh, that's a good thing. Santa, do the two of you ever fight?
Well, kind of what I said. We have an understanding. Since she's always right, there's nothing to argue about, right, dear?
Oh, that's a very, very good point. That is a very good point. It reminds me of an interview I saw with Denzel Washington, and he was asked, what is the secret of your successful marriage for years and years? We never hear one word about any issues in your marriage. And he said, I can answer that in two words. Yes, dear.
Oh, yes. Those are magic words, Joyce.
So if you never fight, then I don't know if I should be asking you, is it fun to make up? Surely there might be a disagreement or two here and there.
Careful, dear.
Well, yes, it is fun to make up. We very seldom disagree, but Santa and I have a special connection, and we love each other so much that we really, you know what we do? I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Oh, please, please.
I don't like clutter. And
everything has
to be organized. But when we first got married, I noticed that Santa, when he went to bed, would take off his clothes and let them fall to the floor, and then he would get in bed. Now, I'm giving away more than one secret there, if you think about that. But I looked at that pile of clothing, and I thought to myself, I can either start picking up after him, or I can nag him about it until he does it, or I can let him have his clutter corner. And so his side of the bedroom is the clutter corner. And believe me, it is cluttered.
Oh, yes.
But I'll bet
what I don't understand, Mrs. C, if you're someone that clutter bothers you, how do you manage with literally millions of gifts all around till they get delivered on Christmas Eve?
Well, they're not made in our living room. And that's where I spend most of my time.
But they have to be stored somewhere. We're talking millions of gifts.
Yep, that's right. That's why we have the storage house where we keep them for just before they get packed. They're all in there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to walk around.
Right, of course. Mrs. C, do you miss having other people around? It is just you and Santa all the time. I know you have the elves, I know you have the reindeer, but do you miss having other humans around?
Not at all. I am happy as a lark. If I want to have a conversation with somebody, I pick up my cell phone and I call up my favorite aunt, and she speaks with me, and I really am so busy that I hardly have time to do that. So
Mrs. C, how come you don't go with Santa when he delivers the gift?
Because I don't like all that cold and snow. I like to stay by the fire, and I make sure that I have a nice treat for Santa for when he comes back.
Oh, it's always a fine one, too. And someone's got to start planning for the next year while I'm gone.
Mrs. C, it's not because you're afraid of me flying around. It's not that. It's just that you're getting ready for next year.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't mind flying around. Sometimes the reindeer take me out for a special little spin. And that's kind of fun, but I just don't really get in his way. When it's his night, it's his night.
Santa, I'm asking a personal favor here. Can you please check which list I'm on? Am I on the naughty or the nice list?
Oh, Joyce, you can best answer that. But today, you're on the nice list, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, good. I'll try to sustain that. Now, here's a special favor. Can you please, please put a radio in every home so they can listen to Joyce, Barry, and friends? Santa, can you manage that? That no matter what the gift is, you can include a radio so they can listen to Joyce, Barry, and friends?
We'll get the engineer elves on that right away. Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, good. That'll really improve our ratings and our followers big time. So I can count on you to include a radio with all the deliveries in every home?
Yes, I've already put in the order. The elves are already working. That would be wonderful.
That is great. Let me just share with you to drive the point home of why people should listen to Joyce, Barry, and Friends every day. And these are in the words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yeah. That's indeed our dream, our goal, number one radio show worldwide. Like, everybody heard of you, Santa Claus. There isn't a household that doesn't know Santa Claus. We want that for Joyce, Barry, and friends. And the way we can have that happen, if folks listen to the show, go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. They'll see my picture on the upper left. Click on follow, and they'll become our followers from around the world. This question now I'm addressing to Mrs. Claus. Tanya Waring referred Sheila Van Houten to be a guest on Joyce Barry and Friends. What can you tell me about Sheila?
Sheila is the closest thing to me on the planet because she loves to make people happy and help them succeed. And she has spent over 40 years doing that. And so her mission is to help motivated people find their way. So she is a life and career coach. And she is so thrilled whenever people get where they want to go.
And tell me this and be very honest. Should I have Sheila Van Houten on a future show?
Absolutely. She always has very practical, useful, relevant information that people can use.
So you're saying I should schedule her, and you will attest to the fact that she would make a good guest.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. Now let me go to you, Santa. Patrick Dua referred Stan Hayes for my show. What can you tell me about him?
Well, Stan's a character. Got a lot of skills. Last 28 years, he's produced marketing and training programs, and that's what partially got him involved in helping people with teaching them how to change their voices, because his first background is in music education, and just a fine fellow, a lot of skills, and very interested in helping people.
So, Santa, should I have Stan Hayes on a future show, and why?
Oh, absolutely. I think that people would enjoy knowing a lot of things that, just like this show, revealed information that most people have never heard of. The same in the world of particularly, let's say, how to change your speaking voice. It's pretty interesting, very simple, but very fascinating. So, yes, I think you would be a great person to be back on your show.
Well, Patrick Dewar never referred anyone that didn't ace the show. He's a wonderful person, very well connected, and he highly recommended Stan Hayes. So you're saying I should call Stan and schedule something.
Oh, yes. Patrick is good. He's always got the best choices.
Now, this to Santa and Mrs. Claus, I just want to say that I really believe your elves could use a good coach. So I just want people to know that I am a success coach. I'm a life coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. I'm a home business coach. I really love the world of coaching, and the difference between a private session and this show is that in a private session, one at a time, an office at a time, and this, we get to coach people from all over the world to make a difference in their lives. So I just want to share some testimonials as to people who want to endorse this show and Joyce Barry.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Just be sure to put radio show in the subject line, the day and the guest you heard on our show, and send that email with your name and phone number, best time to reach you, and Coach Joyce will give you a free consult on having a coach and what that means and having a home business if that's something you resonate with and want to make extra money starting right here, right now. So let me ask you this, answer. If Joyce Barry is good enough to have Stallone, Marlon Brando, Jack Nicholson, President Clinton, and all those others as clients, surely she's good enough to coach the L's. Are you cool with that?
Oh, absolutely. They could always use more coaching. There's so many of them, so many personalities. We would love to have them to be more of a system, let's say.
And Mrs. C, you work with them the most. You manage them. You organize them. Would you recommend Joyce here, Coach Joyce, to be the coach of the elves so you can get even more production?
I think that it would be wonderful because I think that you know how to crack a gentle whip and get the most out of people.
Folks, this is your host, Joyce Barry, broadcasting live from the North Pole, signing off. So first, let me thank you, Santa, for the exclusive interview. What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Oh, I just want to tell everyone, stay on the good list, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
And a special thank you to Mrs. Claus for that wonderful interview as well. What message would you like to leave our listeners?
I would like to say thank you for all of the love that all the boys and girls and all the people of the world are willing to share and to keep on loving each other more and more and more, so that we can have a planet that is perfect in every way.
Thank you so much for the message. Thank you both so much for giving us this time on your probably second busiest day of the year, December 25th, probably being the most, or perhaps equal, because two parts of the world, two different time zones. So we really sincerely appreciate it. Love the interview. It was indeed fascinating. And thank you, folks, from across America and around the world for tuning in today to listen to our exclusive interview with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Now you go out and celebrate. celebrate. Celebrate your holidays. Make every day a holiday. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.